Today is Wednesday, December 18th, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello everyone and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Twin Day. It's also Answer the Telephone Like Buddy the Elf Day. And finally, National Roast Suckling Pig Day. We will not be having roast suckling pig. So we're watching through Lost, as I've said. And there was one scene in, I want to say, season three, where Saeed, no, it's not Saeed, it's Del and Sawyer are hunting, because Sawyer's trying to make the other castaway folks, not castaways, the other survivors of the plane crash. He's trying to make them happy because Hugo has told him that they're going to vote him off the beach. And so he says, he thinks, oh, if I provide meat, if I provide boar, that will make them happy. And so he goes out hunting and they kill this boar. And then the next scene is a shot of a roasted pig, which in the Philippines and in Filipino cuisine, they call it lechon. It's like a roasted pig. So Mark says, oh, lechon. But that pig did not look the same as the boar that they killed. It was smaller. Many things were different. And I could be wrong, but the boar was black. The pig was a different color. Now, I understand maybe we're all pink underneath. Maybe all pigs are pink underneath. Because I know you remove the, I don't know, like if you remove, they leave the skin on. So, you know, that's an interesting question. When you cook a pig that has hair on it, do you shave it? What do you do? I don't know. I didn't do any research, but all I was saying was it looked different. Mark said, oh, they shrink when they're cooking, and oh, they're pink. They're all pink underneath. And I don't know. It was a black, hairy, wild boar. And the next shot, it was a pink, smaller looking pig, in my opinion. But I'm not sure. I know that I've seen when I was younger wild boar cooking on some coals at a camp when we used to go hunting. And I never shot anything because I cannot shoot things. I would cry. I can't do it. But anyway, I don't know. I'm sure somebody is going to Google it. I'm not going to Google it. We're just going to leave that. If anyone wants to answer for the audience, we could have some contact because I love the contact. So if any of you have the answer to my stupid question that I probably should know the answer to, reach out. Let us all know because I'm not going to Google it for you. So speaking of contact, we do have a little bit of contact. Tony in Illinois says, hey, I thought I'd let you know I'm on my way home eating my chocolate-covered cinder block. It's not very tasty, though. Thanks for the suggestion. Did I say you could cover a cinder block in chocolate? I don't know. I don't remember what I talk about. I remember briefly a cinder block being discussed, but I don't even remember the context. What the hell was I talking about? Oh, National Chocolate Covered Things Day, right? Good, Tony. I'm glad you're enjoying your chocolate covered cinder block. Even though you can cover anything with chocolate, there is probably a should I cover something in chocolate that could be discussed, but I'll leave that for you. So Gary in Portland messages and says, tell us about the lesbian testimony. Yeah, you know what I did, folks? I'm going to be real honest with you, with everyone. Not that I'm always honest. I'm always the most honest I am is on my podcasts. I may leave some stuff out, but I say more of what I think and feel on podcasts than I do in real life. Because when I'm around, like when I'm face to face with someone, it is much more difficult. When I'm just recording into a microphone and releasing something into the nether regions of the internet, it's easier. I may piss people off, but I don't know if they reach out and contact me. But most times people don't reach out and say, you pissed me off. Also, listeners tend to be folks who are okay with my thoughts, etc. Not okay with it, but can at least live with them. I know there are those who listen who disagree with some of my stances on things. Okay, the lesbian, look, I put in headphone. We have a click track. And so one of my ears is, and when I say a click track, we have a metronome that's playing in our ears for all, and we also, the director can talk to us. Yeah, we're going to have a baptism between the next two songs, stuff like that. So we always have an earpiece in our ears, in one ear, but we leave one ear empty so we can hear ourselves because I need to hear what my trumpet is sounding like. Am I in tune, etc.? So we leave one ear in, one ear out. So it leaves one ear where I am free to hear whatever is going on in the world. And I just did not know how I was going to take everything. And so I hold one moment, please. Okay, Mark came home while I was recording. I really have to not start recording right when I know he's going to be coming home. But anyway, whew, and I'm out of breath because I ran up the stairs. Okay, so testimony. So as I was saying, we have earpieces. And I just didn't want to hear. So I always have my phone and I always have these Bluetooth earbuds that I listen to podcasts. So I put in my, and it's dark in the orchestra section. So people can't really tell exactly what I'm doing. And my earbuds are black. And we're all wearing solid black and everything's black. The carpet's black, the music stand. So I put the earbud on the music stand. It blends in because it's black. So I put the earbud in my other ear. So one ear has the in-ear monitor thing. The other ear, I have a wireless earbud for my phone. And then I played a podcast. Now, I couldn't completely block it out because, you know, they're not form-fitting, noise-canceling, whatever. So I did hear a little bit, and basically what she said is that I didn't listen to the whole thing, but she basically said, you know, when I went to college, I was wild and was drinking and went to gay bars with my friends, and what's wrong with that, you know, and got into the lifestyle and got a girlfriend, and we moved in together and all of this kind of stuff. And then she says, I start reading the Bible and my girlfriend starts reading the Bible and we both decided together that God was convicting us because we read Romans. I don't know. And was convicting us to break up. And then I started going to church and all that. That was her testimony. Basically, the testimony was phrased as if being a lesbian or being homosexual is wrong. And God changed her life. And now she's no longer, you know, whatever. Now, she did make the comment that, well, I'm not saying that I went into this to change. I'm just saying that God changed me. And I don't have time to go into details on this, but my thoughts on that is, first of all, how dare you? Because what about all of us that God didn't change? You know? Some of us tried. I went to a, I don't know if I've said this on a podcast, but when I was young, I went to a one of those places that tries to help you become not gay or stop, air quotes, living the lifestyle. God didn't do it for me. You know, so it makes me angry because, oh, well, he changed you. God can change, whatever. Maybe God doesn't want, maybe you were bisexual. Maybe you weren't really a lesbian. I don't know. But to sit there and tell people, I wasn't even trying to be changed and God just miraculously changed me. How hurtful is that for people who, well, I prayed for 15 years and fasted and whatever, and I still want to suck dick. Sorry. anyway, so that's how that went. The interview was very politically correct. My pastor did not, he kind of said, oh, well, speaking of reading the word and how that, can you talk about that? And he didn't really go into the gay thing at all. So, you know, he just kind of left that on the table. So at least there is that, you know. And I don't know if I made some decisions, but there are some things that I have thought. My mom told me, she tells me all the time and it makes me feel guilty, but she tells me all the time, oh, this is going to be a really long episode, Gary. My mom tells me all the time, oh, when you were in my womb, because I was kind of a miracle baby because my mom has some weirdly shaped uterus or something and they didn't think they could have any more kids. And they went to some specialist and so the whole time she was pregnant, they were worried that she was going to miscarry because she lost two kids through miscarriage. And so she always says, oh, I prayed that you, you know, that God would use you in miraculous ways. And she always brings this up and it puts this big expectation on my shoulders. Like she's expecting that I'm going to be, I don't know, that I'm going to be a missionary to, I don't know. It's very, very guilt trippy for her to say that all the time because so I'm supposed to live my life because you prayed a certain way. I'm supposed to take this on and do great things because you prayed to God that I was supposed to do great. And you know, when she says great things, she means in the realm of Christianity and church, not that I'm going to become a millionaire or something, you know? But it really got me thinking, just the few words that I heard, it really got me thinking, maybe I'm looking at this all wrong. Maybe the great things that I was supposed to do is help other gay people who also struggle with some of the same stuff that I do of guilt and, you know, how do I satisfy both my gayness and my Christian, you know, those sorts of things. Maybe the great thing I'm supposed to do is help other people who are struggling with that realize that it's okay for them to be gay and that they were, and that they can also be, and I know I have a lot of listeners who are atheists and I apologize for, but well, I don't apologize, but I'm sorry if this is uncomfortable or you think I'm full of shit, but you know, make them understand that they can love God and be gay at the same time. And God loves them. And instead of giving a testimony of God changed me, he can change you too. It's like, God doesn't want to change you. And I was thinking, and I really am missing some fulfillment in my life. I talk about hating my job, but the other thing is, I just really don't feel, and this is so millennial and Gen Z, but I really don't feel fulfilled in anything that I do. It's just, I could care less about the things that I work on at work every day. Like, it is a paycheck job. And I was just thinking, maybe I should get my fulfillment from going out and spreading, helping. There are organizations out there that spread, hey, you can be gay and be a Christian. I don't know. So that's it. But it was not horrible. It wasn't quite as bad as I thought it was going to be. But I did want to say to her, like, how dare you? Because there could be people out in that audience that are struggling and think, well, why did God change you and not me? It's just, it's ridiculous. Like, how selfish and how, I just, ugh. It's icky, I think. There you go. Ooh, serious geeky gay today, folks. So, not much going on in my life other than I'm trying to buy last-minute Christmas presents, and work is kind of winding down a little, although there's still a million things that I need to do. But we're just relaxing as much as we can. I did send a text message to my mom because she will not plan anything. And I said, okay, here's what we're going to do. Steve, that's my stepdad, is going to cook meat because he's really good at grilling meat. I'm going to make sweet potato casserole and a dessert. Mark is going to make a Filipino appetizer, and mom is going to make green beans, and we're going to buy rolls, and that's Christmas lunch because I wanted it organized, and we are not going to my brother's. We are staying in town. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.